that's the part that's crazy. It's just that's all the stuff.
You don't find a desk.
Rubble gone.
You don't find a chair.
Where's all the rubble?
You don't find a telephone, a computer.
Towers collapse almost cleanly on themselves. Where did they go?
Everything was dust and metal.
The building collapsed to dust.
Early estimates were that it would take up to 2 years to clean up Ground Zero. But in fact, the process went much more quickly and was significantly under budget.
Of course it was. They had nothing to do. I'm looking at pictures of it right
Architects,
now in this video.
Architects, engineers, people who work with steel, welders have just never seen the level of destruction and the level of deformation of this material in our lives.
I found it hard to believe that it actually bent because of the size of it and how there's no cracks in the iron. It bent without almost a single crack in it.
Just everything is smashed to atoms. There are no big pieces of anything.
There were no desks. There were no phones. There were, you know, maybe now and then you find a fragment of something, but basically everything was just pulverized.
There wasn't a computer screen, a laptop. There was no office. I mean, it was, you know, 210-story buildings of office equipment. You know, it's beyond comprehension.
It was like the surface of another planet. All there was powdered debris and metal. It was a very strange scene.
And just the debris fields, just amazing. It's beyond anything I've ever seen like that. I've seen collapses and demolition buildings, but nothing like this was unbelievable. Like I said, there wasn't a door. There wasn't anything to be found. It was all disintegrated, all rubble. Concrete was small little pieces, not even slabs. No desk, no furniture, no computers, no phones, no anything. So I imagine so the people were the same as the building, nothing left.
Where did all that building material disappear to?
It disappeared into its own dust.
You were walking in dust maybe up to your ankles.
All the furnishings and the fixtures inside the building, none of that existed after the collapse. There were no desks, there were no phones, no computers, no copy machines, no chairs, nothing. That had all been pulverized by the tremendous amount of energy that was created by this collapse. And it was just pulverized into this dust.
All right, guys, listen. So you have all these people coming out telling you that everything turned into dust. You know, just use some common sense. It doesn't happen. It doesn't. The reason they're saying that is they're just trying to cover up for the fact that there's no debris. That's the only thing they couldn't fake that day, guys. Okay, those buildings really did come down. I don't know at exactly what time. I tend to think it was probably sometime within the window of when the plane supposedly hit and when the building supposedly came down. And they just came down under the cover of, you know, a ton of smoke and people couldn't see it. Obviously, no planes were flying above to take any pictures or anything like that. You know, there's just so much fakery going on. A couple of things that you could find out real quick for yourself, so you know that some of this is staged at least, and you can start to dig into it and hear what I'm saying, is look at those pictures of the second plane, guys, where it's stuck halfway in the building. I mean, ding, 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 ringing in your head, right? It should tell you something's fraud here. Something's fraud here. Look at the pictures of the hollow towers. You can see right through. This is how it stayed. This is how it stayed for years. Okay? You know, we've already proven that the two companies that lost the most people, they're frauds because they're talking about being on floors that you can see with your own eyes aren't there. Those floors aren't there. Now, some more of the fraudulent stuff, you know, I'm about to watch some of it right here. People running from this dust cloud. Okay? You can see people in the crowd running, and, like, their arm will, like, go right through somebody else's body, like, right through their stomach or something. It's just, like, a CGI image. It's totally manipulated. There's other scenes where, you know, you gotta look, but you'll see it. You can see through people's faces and see the buildings behind them, like, they're made out of glass. It's absurd, guys. Now, I'm gonna play the next clip, and you're gonna hear Giuliani come out. This is on 9/12. All these people are supposedly dead. Other people are missing. Rescue work has been digging all night. All right? And pretty much, you know, he says one thing about the power generators, I think. And then he gets into the debris pile and why there's not enough debris. As if people care about that, Giuliani. 3,000 people. We don't even know how many people are supposedly dead now. We think it's way higher. Way higher. And, you know, he's talking about the debris. Are you serious, man? I don't know. I think, you know, it goes to tell you a lot. He knew that that was the one thing they weren't able to cover up. I'm going to play it now. It's going to start with the news anchor. It's Tom Brokaw. I want you to listen to what he says. And then Giuliani's going to come out. Short clip, guys. Just pay attention.
George Stephanopoulos is down in Lower Manhattan today. George, I don't know if you heard a little earlier me raise this question, which was asked, actually raised by ABC's Jackie Judd, as we look at these areas down below and the video of where the towers used to stand and where is all the rubble gone. And have you been able to answer? Is there any way you can answer that question?
I'm sorry, Peter, I didn't get the question.
Okay, I apologize. Jackie Judd and several other people keep asking us, when you look at where the towers used to stand, there is surprisingly so little rubble. Where did all the rubble go?
It's a very good question, Peter, and I have asked some people who've been doing some of the rescue and recovery work this morning. If you look behind me, you can see the very remains, the skeletal remains of the World Trade Center. And one volunteer, Robert Gerlinski, explained to me the reason there's so little rubble is that all of it simply fell down into the ground and was pulverized, evaporated. Now, I should say, though, for the last several hours, there's been a steady stream of dump trucks and other very large vehicles carrying out debris.
Right now, Mayor Giuliani is speaking. Let's listen.
It's going to take some time, and we're bringing generators in. The governor made available to us a group of generators that we've moved to Randall's Island. And we will be using them in that area of the east side that needs generator power, because they may need it for quite some time. We were able to move 120 dump trucks out of the city last night, which will give you a sense of the work that was done overnight. So some of the debris has already been removed. More of it is being removed, and it'll be done by barge all throughout the day today. The subway system is operating.
All right, guys. You hear what he's saying? He's out there talking about the debris. And now they're showing us a bunch of dump trucks. Like, they're shipping out all this stuff. Not a single one of them even has anything in it, though. I mean, maybe they're supposed to be arriving. I just think it's funny. We'll play one more minute of it, and we'll get back to it.
120 dump trucks cart debris away from Ground Zero.
Where's the other one?
There was one.
I
and now the second one.
I didn't know one fell down.
Is it
burning? Right, that's where it's like so dark. I don't know.
It's still burning.
There's like ambulances everywhere. Look at this. This is a major thoroughfare where we are.
Garbage trucks.
I know. Are they getting bodies out?
This is like soil and green.
It does. And this is a major corner.
See, they roped it off to bring these things.
That's what's going on.
Oh, this is going to be, yeah, this is probably going to be to get debris out of there.
It's wild out here. They just keep coming. Look. It doesn't stop. There's more. I keep thinking it's at the end, and it's not.
It's being dispatched somewhere, right? Maybe it's being dispatched from down here somewhere.
Okay, guys, that's all. As you can see, I mean, they're really worried about putting out this story about the debris. And you remember the Truth Movement story. They destroyed the crime scene. They melted down all the steel. They built Navy ships out of it. They shipped it to China. You remember that? You remember that bullcrap? And you remember the people supposedly protesting on it? Oh, you know, my daddy doesn't belong in the trash and all this. Dude, that's all set up. I mean, it's crazy the length they went through to set this up. And they did. And why would they set up the Truth Movement to oppose themselves? Well, because what the truth movement does is they get it from the other side, so they reel in all the other people, and they basically back up the same points that 3,000 people died and this awful event happened. And they don't care who you blame it on, because it didn't happen anyways. They just told you it happened. And everybody's so busy fighting over who did it, nobody even looks to see if it was ever done. Now, I threw a lot of information at you here. I don't expect you to just believe it the first time. But seriously, go look into any part of it. You'll see, I'm telling you the total truth. I'm not making anything up, and I'm not hiding anything from you. That's what all the people's job in the truth movement is they're there to bury this information. They'll let you go down any road you want as long as you don't go down this road. Once you start talking about the media's involvement, the digital deception, the fakery, the whatever you want to call it, okay, the fake videos, all that stuff, they don't want to talk about it. You start talking about the second plane, watch how they act. Watch how all of them in the alternative media will just attack you, and they'll tell you that they knew somebody on the plane. It's unbelievable. The whole plane thing is a joke, okay? Now, I know they've drilled so much in your head that you believed it. You never saw any planes on 9/11. You saw that one plane, the second one, and those are fake images. The only supposed image of the first plane is the Naudette brothers, and they got a perfect shot just at the right time, and their whole film is propaganda, guys, the whole film. And I haven't even sat through the whole thing. I've watched some of it, and I just know it's garbage. I should sit through the rest of it just to see it. I haven't seen the whole thing yet, I'll admit. But it's garbage. It's garbage. Now, all you have to do, guys, is go back. Ask all those unanswered questions you had about 9/11, and I know all the researchers out there had a lot of them. Go back to all those questions and answer it with the same answer. Because it was a movie. Why was there no debris? Because it was a movie. Why were they staging jumpers? Because it was a movie. Why did the license plates have no cars? Because it was a movie. Why was there computer-generated images on the street with people running through other people? Because it was a movie. Why was the images of Manhattan wrong? Why were buildings out of place? Why did other buildings walk? Why did bridges move? Why did all this crazy stuff happen with the backgrounds? Because it's a movie. Why, when you go through the Ground Zero photos, you can see clearly that backgrounds and foregrounds have been slapped together but taken at different times of the day and the sun is shooting different directions? Because it's a movie. You starting to get it? It was a movie. Only thing real about that day was the destruction of those buildings. They're not there anymore. I'm not trying to tell you they are, and I'm not trying to tell you they weren't before. They were really there, and they were really gone after 9/11. Sometime on 9/11, they were taken down. How were they taken down? However you want to take down a building. You know, I'm not a controlled demolition expert, but this was a little different building. This building was mostly hollow. You know, it could have came down in a very unconventional way because a lot of it did fall outside of its footprint. It was almost like it was peeled back. And, you know, for some of the theories out there, never mind the vaporized one, the one where, you know, everything got pushed into the basement, that's not true either. Go look at the photos of the basement. Almost nothing punched through to the basement. Only, a couple of big frame pieces from one of the towers, it fell down and pierced through. There's a little bit of stuff in there, but no, that's not what happened to everything. You guys got to remember how big these buildings are. Okay, there would have been miles and miles and miles and miles of carpeting and foam cord and, you know, file cabinets and desks and computer. I mean, so much stuff. Big stuff, too. File cabinets are big. There would have been probably hundreds of thousands of them. Okay, and you don't have any of that. You don't have any of it. This was all done with a bunch of actors. And how did they pay these actors? Well, this is a theory. Okay, but listen, you know, I gave you so many facts, I can throw a theory in here if I want. I really believe this, and I think you will too because it makes a lot of sense, and I think a lot of people that are onto this information think the same thing too. They use the compensation fund. Besides the victim compensation fund, there was a business compensation fund. Now, if the companies aren't real, well, they don't need to get the compensation money, right? No, there's $36 billion in there, so nobody's going to miss it, and it's $36 billion. You could take, and my math might be off, I just did it real quick in my head. But you could take 800 different actors, okay? Now, these have to be people that aren't big yet, obviously. You can't have known actors in the 9/11 footage, right? They could take 800 of these people, They could approach them, tell them, we want you to do this. You got to be quiet, yada, yada, yada. But we're going to give you $1 million a year for 50 years. But you could never be in anything else because people can't know you're an actor. You don't even have to work. We're going to give you $1 million a year. We'll take care of everything with the IRS and everything like that. You're good. Good to go. But you ever talk, we're pulling the money. You'll get none of it. Think how many people would jump at that chance, especially the way they would spin it, because they would tell you no Americans are going to die. You know, they'd spend the whole war thing talking about how we, you know, we need to secure our energy needs for the future. You know, all this crap, dude, all this crap. And they'd beat the story into you about how we were attacked and all this, you know. It's really it's a big deception out there when it comes to this stuff. And the whole reason the Truth Movement was set up, guys, was to back up this story, to throw you in that next mental box. When you first break out of the mainstream media's hold, when you first realize that 9/11 is a total fraud, okay, you bust your foot right through that first gift box, right? Right through that first box. You bust your foot, you rip it open, and there's this big light, and you see all this information flying by you, right? Just picture all these, like, numbers and digits just flying by, like you're in a matrix or something crazy, right? But they've been waiting for you. So they set up a fake matrix before you get into the real one. And this fake one, it's got a bunch of liars around there, and they're giving you all sorts of fake information, but you think it's real because you've never heard anybody tell you this kind of information, so you're just trusting it. And that's what the Truth Movement does. They do. You know, and I've done a lot of digging into it. We're going to talk about that. You know, let me ask you something. Before you say that, and I know that most of you that are listening, you know this is right. You just have that feeling, don't you? When I first started going down this road, I mean, I knew. Because I had never seen things check out across so many different things without just being a theory. Like the whole thermite thing. Guys, how much evidence did we ever see of thermite? You just heard Stephen Jones tell you that this lady gave it to him in her apartment. Right? And then you saw all sorts of tests about what it can do and this and that and the other thing. And that was your evidence. And, you know, witness testimony. Well, those witnesses were actors. They were paid to say all that. This was a movie of Hollywood special effects and tons of drama. And if you don't know that it's a movie, and you either think Osama bin Laden did it, or you think the United States government did it, or anything in between, right? But you're not thinking it's a movie. So you're not looking that way. You're not looking for that type of evidence. When you're not looking for fake photos and stuff like that, you're never going to see them. Because they did it good enough, but they didn't do it great. Okay, they didn't do a great job. They could have definitely done a better job. But, I mean, it worked for a long time. And it's still working for a long time on most people. Okay? Even the people that swear they know that Osama bin Laden didn't do it, well, they're swearing by this whole thermite thing. And all they did is listen to a bunch of people they thought were credible tell them that they found thermite in the building. Okay? There is a lot more evidence to what I'm saying than that. I mean, there's tons. This, all the stuff I went over today, I mean, it's all provable to you. Go look. There's no debunking it. There's no debunking when a plane's stuck halfway in a building and the building's not broken. There's no debunking that the building was hollow. There's no debunking it was still hollow after all the tenants were moved in. Supposedly moved in. You can see the occupancy report. Now, a lot of that's fudged, too. I mean, it's fudged on both ends. I mean, it's a total fraud. Guys, if you ever look at the... There's a list out there, and I'll find the source, and I'll talk about it on the next show. Like, I should have... I don't know if it was the New York Times or what, but there's, like, an injury list from the World Trade Center for people that got hurt. And there's names on there like Britney Spears, Jesus Christ, Christopher Bloomy. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, yeah, exactly. It's potty humor. I mean, it's a joke. And that's what's on the injury list for people that got hurt at the World Trade Center. This whole thing was a movie, guys. It was. All the victims, you know, I think that there may be some people that actually disappeared. And I don't mean disappeared like they were kidnapped. I mean disappeared because they had reasons to disappear. And this was the perfect cover for that. It will maybe the government needed them to disappear, and they paid them handsomely for it. I think some of the people may have disappeared. But when I say some, I'm talking about less than 100, okay? The rest of them is just all fake. I don't think anybody died. Nobody died. Then that's why they were able to keep it quiet, guys. If Americans died in this, they wouldn't be able to keep it quiet like this. People's conscience would start to catch up with them. On a lot of people, they may go along with it at first. They probably wouldn't. But if they did, it would start to catch up with them. Think about it this way, though. You're in the military, okay? And, you know, the president comes to you and says, listen, you and all your men, you're going to go along with this, blah, 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 blah. No Americans are going to get hurt or die, and we are going to go to war. Well, most of those military people are going to go along with it. If you spin it the right way and tell them that it's for the country's best interests, you know, even though you're attacking somebody, there's a lot of them that are going to go along with it. There are. They're going to go along with it. Now, if you think this information is crazy and you haven't looked and, you know, you're like, I'm not going to go look at that. That's bogus. And, you know, when you're one of these idiots that just spouts off and doesn't look at anything, just answer this one question, okay? What's crazier? That all these guys, Bush, Cheney, Silverstein, Condoleezza Rice, that they conspired to kill 3,000 of their own citizens? Some of which were their friends, their golf partners, their business buddies, the mayor's friends, you know? Or that they faked it all because they still push through the same agenda. They still got to invade Iraq. They're still constantly clamping down on our civil liberties, spying on us, all this crap. Why kill the people if you don't need to? And they didn't. They have such a control over the media, and they know that. They didn't need to kill anybody because the people in the media are going to do exactly what they tell them. They're going to air the footage exactly what they tell them to air. They're going to play what exact interviews they want. I've seen so much stuff now that I've been looking for fake, you know, fake business going on. And there's really just so much of it. I mean, it's all over all the videos, guys. It really is. Now you know what to look for. How about this? Without just looking for Photoshopping errors, just look for errors to tip you off that it's not live. You'll notice it a lot. They'll tell you that this is a live shot. And it's just absolutely not. One of them, Tower 7, disappears off the screen, sitting in front of the South Tower when it collapses. It just disappears as the dust starts to come up from the collapse. And it's a live shot. Tower 7 didn't go down until 5:20, supposedly. You see what I'm saying? It's all bogus. This whole thing was filmed ahead of time. It was all part of a 30 to 40 year illusion, maybe even longer. And those buildings were built with the sole intention of knocking them down X amount of years later in a fake terrorist attack to justify us invading the whole Middle East. And I think they did have the Middle East already targeted back then. They knew where, you know, the oil was and everything. They knew where they wanted to go. Maybe they didn't have the exact countries picked out, but they knew they were going to try and take over the Middle East, take over all the resources over there and everything. They knew it. They've been planning this attack for a long time. Guys, 9/11 was not a false flag terror attack, nor was it a terrorist attack. It was a movie. Special effects. Hollywood. Actors. Why was there an actor playing a witness? Well, it was a movie. Why aren't these people in the Social Security Death Index? It was a movie. Why all these Photoshop pictures of Ground Zero? It was a movie. The whole thing was a movie, guys. You know, Hollywood was set up for this. That's why Hollywood was set up. To be the propaganda piece for the government. To push out their crazy agenda all the time. To make you buy into whatever it is they want you to buy into. And they did a damn good job on this, didn't they? They had me fooled both times. Okay? You fooled once and you fooled twice. Well, it's not happening a third time. I'm telling you guys that are listening right now. This is what happened. Please investigate this information. Please. I know you don't know me personally. You've heard so many people out there that you think are credible. They're not. They're put there to mislead you on this information. They don't want to know about this, guys. You start talking about this on some forums and stuff. Watch what happens. People have been telling me all week. Getting attacked. Other people got banned from a forum. All right? Just for talking about the Hollow Towers. Look at the pictures of them, guys. I mean, it doesn't lie. They're not Photoshop pictures. Those are real pictures. I gave you the source. Go look at them. The tower, the towers, I should say, were hollow. There were very few floors. Now, when you walk in, guys, and you first go up in the elevator, okay, we're going to talk about these floors for a second. When you first go up the elevator, floor 7 is the first stop, okay? Guess what floor isn't there and you can't stop on? Floor 7. Okay, we'll get off at 8. No floor 8. We'll get off at 9. No floor 9. How about 10? No. 11? No. 12? No. 13? No. 14? Oh, well, Rockefeller put a Bank of America up there, so that must be there, right? Oh, it's good. And then there'll be all these other empty spaces in the building. And even according to their own documents, the occupancy report, right? It tells you that these buildings were only like 30 to 35% full for most of their life. But then it tries to tell you that in 2000 and 2001, they went up to 95% capacity. Come on, man. Are you serious? That's what they want you to believe, though. That's just absurd. So like I was saying, guys, this is real information now. This is no more of the smokescreen. I've got, you know, at least one leg through that smokescreen, and I'm almost out. If not out of it. There was a big smokescreen put on by the Truth Movement. You guys need to know this. This is why I talk about this a lot, the people in the Truth Movement, because they're so easy to persuade you. Because you've never heard people talk about all these events on TV or radio before. But they're controlled. And they are put there to filter the information before it gets to you. And if it does get to you from somewhere else, they're there to make you want to discredit it and not believe it. And just believe what they're saying. Test them out. Go on any of these sites and watch how they attack it. Oh, this is so crazy, but it's not crazy to think that these people just penetrated our airspace like it was nothing. Nobody shot them down. They turned buildings into dust. People aren't on the SSDI. Planes vaporized everywhere. You have no evidence of a plane. A plane fit in a 20-foot hole at the Pentagon. I mean, come on, guys. It's a fraud. The whole thing was a movie, guys. 9/11 was not a terrorist attack. It was a movie. Okay? A movie. A movie, 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 movie. Now, you might be thinking, well, how did they pull this stunt off? You know? How did they fool everybody so long into thinking that these were the busiest office buildings in the world? Well, very clever, actually. What they did, guys, is they built a subway at the bottom of the towers, and that subway brought in 400,000 people per day, okay? And then at the top of the towers, you have the windows on the world, and you have the observation deck, and that brings foot traffic up and down, in and out. And what time of the day is the subway most busy? I know you know. Same time people would be in an office building, right? And a little bit longer. Great strategy. Think about it. 400,000 people a day going in that mostly hollow building, but never even knowing because they just can't access the floors that are hollow. I mean, it's that simple. And that doesn't look suspicious to most people. I mean, if floors are closed in a building and it's a fairly secure building, I mean, that would make sense that you're just a visitor and you just can't get on those floors. Nobody's going to question that, right? Now, think about a couple other things, how they pulled this off. They released all these fake documentaries over the years talking about how busy the towers are. And those are all just a fraud, you know? The other thing, you know, I was just going to tell you, it slipped my mind for a second. We'll get back to that in a second. But guys, this whole thing, it was done with actors. Think about the contents that should have been there. They're not there. The streets, The images we saw of the people around the towers, those images are all fake. Nobody was around the towers. Those streets were evacuated way back. I mean, not even close to the building. Okay? The subway was closed. Windows on the World and the observation deck were closed that day. Nobody was in there. There was nobody to get out. And what I was going to say a minute ago is, speaking about nobody getting out, why is there no video of people exiting the towers? Wouldn't that be some of the most compelling video ever in the history of the world? People running out of these huge, massive structures during this terrorist attack before they collapse to the ground. Wouldn't that be epic footage? But nobody's got it. Nobody's got any of that, guys. Any. They try and say they let the people like out a back door and out the bathtub somewhere else. Okay, well, the reporter should have followed them. And then you got Willie Rodriguez, who's supposedly trapped underneath, ladder 18 or whatever. You know, the towers collapsed on top of it right after he dove underneath the truck. And they pulled him out of the rubble 3 hours later, 4 hours later, and 5 hours later, depending on where you hear the story. Nobody's got film of that? All this craziness going on, all these reporters standing around there. I understand they had a lot to do, but this guy's underneath a buried fire truck and he gets pulled out. There's a rescue crew pulling him out and stuff. Nobody's got any evidence of that? That doesn't make any sense at all. I'm sorry. It doesn't make any sense at all. These people have been put here to deceive you guys. I hope you guys can see through it. You guys will soon. You guys start looking into this information. Once you know this information's real, you'll start to realize that these people are in on it too. It's not that they don't know it. The prominent people in 9/11 Truth Movement, they know this information. And they're there to keep you from it. They don't want you to know about this. I'm telling you, the whole thing was a movie. It was. And they've used this movie to change the world. Okay? They have. They've changed the whole world with this movie. We invade people now at will. Like, whenever we want to invade somebody, we'll just invade them. I'm going to backtrack for a second. You know, I want to talk a little bit more about the impact zone and some of the propaganda coming out. On the 10th year anniversary of 9/11 this year, you know, I saw a video. I didn't see it, but it was on TV. I kind of scrolled through it. It was like a two-hour special movie documentary thing. The hero on the 88th floor. Are you kidding me? There was no 88th floor. I'm sorry, guys. There wasn't. There was no 88th floor. But, you know, supposedly this guy was there. I don't know if this is the guy that supposedly saw the plane come through. But, I mean, come on, guys. Give me a break. Seriously. Give me a break. Then there's a lot of things going on later that you don't see. And a few of the points that James brought up on one of his last 9/11 shows, like the flies. There's no flies around any of these corpses when they're digging through. I mean, there should be flies everywhere. Now, if all these people died, I mean, it would stink down there. You wouldn't be able to open places 10 days later. No, no way. It'd be in all the ventilation. It would be everywhere. Not only that, they would never let you stop bulldozing that damn pile and picking up debris and cutting it off without a full investigation of everything in there. I'm sorry, that's just basic knowledge. I mean, that should stick out in your head. That's a crime scene. It should be secured off and fully investigated. Especially if there's friggin' bodies in there. Okay? You can tell from the videos that most of the people were way up at the top of the buildings, like up at the 91st floor, above that. Now, why aren't there being a whole cavern of bodies found when they're going through the debris? Like, oh, we're the 91st floor must have used to be, and all these people, and, you know, there's a few hundred people there or whatever. You don't have any of that, guys. This whole thing, it just stinks of being all a fraud. I mean, it is. It is all a fraud. I'm going to play a little clip for you guys, and I want you to listen to it. This is a caller that called a radio show a while back. And he's talking about, you know, some of the things we're talking about. And just watch the reaction. And they end up cutting him off and muting him and taking him off the air. So he asks another question, even though he knows he's not on the air. He's pretty sure they're probably listening. And Willie Rodriguez is on the show. And watch how he tries to cover it all up with his hero story. And it stinks to high heaven. It really does, guys. It's just a quick clip. I want you to listen to it because this caller, he makes a lot of sense. And start to think about it. And, you know, looking at the pictures that I provided you guys and the stuff I've been telling you, listen to this caller. It doesn't have to be this complicated, crazy stuff going on. The buildings just were never full. They acted like they were. They were really good at faking it. You know, they made a few documentaries to back up all that BS. And they came out with some crazy theories on where all the debris went. Okay, listen to this call, guys.
Thank you, Annie. Let's go to Chris in Oklahoma. Chris, you're on the air with Shea Kestis and William Rodriguez. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi there. Good morning.
Morning.
I've been running across some things about 9/11 and the whole story about what happened. And if you look at the photographs of the aftermath, one thing that really stands out, and I don't hear mentioned too much, is the fact that you look at the rubble, okay, and there is no desk, there are no refrigerators. There's no office furniture. There's no trash cans. There's no phones. There's no carpet. There's no wire. What do you guys think happened there? I mean, that's extremely unusual to have a 100-plus story towers, two of them, come down, modern office buildings inside.
Yeah, and I agree. And the same thing with the Pentagon also. There's no desks out on the Pentagon grounds either. William, let me go to you first for your response.
Yeah, well, you know, I was on Ground Zero that day. I was pulled from the rubble. I was there the following day with the Bucket Brigade. I was through the whole process of sifting through the rubble. So I have at least a personal understanding. Of course, when the building collapsed, floor by floor, going on top of each other, it compresses and basically destroys everything. I mean, we have something called Hangar 17 at the JFK airport, which holds, you know, many of the items that were removed from the area. And you have like five floors on a chunk of concrete compressed. Everything that was on five floors on a specific area was compressed into a small chunk, not a small chunk, but, you know, a huge chunk of concrete, and it's kind of like it fused. But I did find, small things, not big things, you know, not desks or things like that, but I found, pieces of a phone or pieces of mostly paper, actually, mostly paper. Everything was pulverized in a way, but, you know, you could find things that have to be sifted all the way through the bottom.
Or according to the Pentagon, it was it just vaporized. That was their response to me when I contacted the Pentagon. All right, let's go to, thank you, Chris in Oklahoma. Let's go to Walter in Montana. Walter, you're on the air with Shea Kestis and William Rodriguez. Go ahead, please.
Now, guys, it's not over yet. The caller's going to come back with a little saying he knows he's been taken off the air, but he knows they're still listening, and he makes some great points. Do you guys still think Willie Rodriguez is a hero, or is this guy just full of crap?
So what you're saying, William, is you have a lot of you have a lot of smashed refrigerators, a lot of smashed file cabinets and stuff in the debris. So why is that not in the photos?
Everything was pulverized in a way, but you know you could find things that have to be sifted all the way through the bottom.
Or according to the Pentagon, it was it just vaporized. That was their response.
How about the idea that maybe the towers were hollow?
To Walter in Montana. Walter.
All right, guys, there you have it. You know, he was asking the right questions. Where is all that stuff? You know, up on Let's Roll Forums, we have a list of the contents. And there is just so much stuff that should be in those buildings that isn't there. There's just, you know, there's supposed to be miles and miles and miles of all this stuff, of carpet and phone wire, and there should be so many computers and so many file cabinets, guys. Think about how big and heavy the file cabinets are. To think that all that stuff would turn to dust and just be this dust cloud racing down the street that ends up covering over everything, it's just insane, guys. That dust cloud was probably something they had set up at the top of the building that they just released. You know, they pulled a lot of crap that day. I mean, they really did. It wasn't this terrorist attack that we thought it was, guys. It really wasn't. It really wasn't. You know, we've covered a good amount of information in a little less than 2 hours here. See, this is what I needed to do the other day. I just, you know, and I knew going into it, I wasn't going to have more than an hour. And then I found out it was going to be 45 minutes. That was rough. I didn't really get to intro you guys to this information, how I came about it. We just kind of dove in. I'm glad you guys got to hear the, you know, the whole story now. Now, we're going to take a short break, guys. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. When we get back, though, we're going to get into the truth movement. A little more specifics regarding some of the people in the truth movement, what their jobs are to do, you know, like why they're there, okay? So stick with us, and we'll be back in 5 minutes.
It's a bunch of bull. Just a poor excuse for you to use up all your bullets. How much money does it take to really make a full clip? 9/11 building 7, did they really pull it? And a bunch of other cover-ups. Your child's future was the first to go with budget cuts. If you think that hurts, then wait, here comes the uppercut. The school was garbage in the first place. That's on the up and up. Keep you at the bottom, but tease you with the upper crust. You get it, then they move it, so you never keeping up enough. If you turn on TV, all you see's a bunch of what the f- dudes dating so-and-so, blabbering about such and such, and that ain't Jersey Shore. Homie, that's the news. And these the same people supposedly telling us the truth. Limbo is a racist. Glenn Beck is a racist. Gaza Strip was getting bombed. Obama didn't say. That's why I ain't vote for him. Next one either. I'm a part of the problem. My problem is I'm peaceful. And I believe in the people. Yeah.
It's a lie.
Heard it, but if we know better, then we probably deserve it. Jihad is not holy war. Where's that in the worship? Murdering is not Islam, and you are not observant. And you are not a Muslim. Israel, don't take my side, cause look how far you've pushed them. Walk with me into the ghetto. This where all the went. Complain about the liquor store, but what you drinking liquor for? Complain about the gloom, but when you pick a broom up, just listen in the pot. Ain't gon' make it stop. A rebel in your doubts ain't gon' make it out. If you don't become an actor, you'll never be a factor. Pills for million side effects, take them when the pain's felt. Wash them down with diet soda, killing off your brain cells. Crooked banks around the world, we're glad to give a loan today. So if you ever miss a payment, they can take your home away.
I can't take. violence. Fear is such a weak emotion, that's why I despise it. We scared of almost everything, afraid to even tell the truth. So scared of what you think of me, I'm scared of even telling you. Sometimes I'm like the only person I feel safe to tell it to. I'm locked inside a cell in me, I know that there's a gel in you. Consider this your belling out, so take a breath and hell a few. My screams is finally getting free, my thoughts is finally yelling out.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us through the break. You know, obviously we're talking 9/11 today, going through the whole gamut of all the new information for everybody out there that hasn't got it yet. You know, because we picked up some new listeners from a few different events and shows that I did or whatever, and I didn't really get that much time to speak at the last event. That's why we did a 3 p.m. broadcast today, East Coast time. Okay, normally we would do noontime. We did 3 p.m. today for the people on the West Coast, so they wouldn't have to get up so early to hear it, because they are a lot of the people that got cut short of the presentation. I didn't really get to get into the truth movement at all, and this is very important. And I'm not going to talk about 9/11 and not talk about the truth movement. Okay, the truth movement, guys, was set up by the same people that pulled off the crime. And it was set up to oppose it from the other side. Now, as long as you talk about 3,000 victims, they're okay with it. But once you start talking about fake victims or the media's involvement or anything like that, no, they don't want to talk about it at all anymore, any of them. Now, like I said, I started by seeing Loose Change. Then I worked my way to Jesse Ventura's TV show. And then upon that, I would see Alex Jones come on there with a lot of information. So I looked him up. I saw that he had a huge radio show, so I started to listen to that a lot, okay? And I had heard some things about him. I didn't know what to think, you know? I didn't really look at them, because I always thought that it was the, you know, like, he was putting out real information, finally somebody was, and they were just trying to badmouth him and make him look bad, you know? Well, that wasn't the case at all. After looking into... Let's say, once I got to the point where I knew that some of these people were fake, like the firefighters, okay? And I already knew the jumpers were fake. I went back and reassessed some of the comments made by Alex Jones and Jason Burmes. And what I did, I just searched for them talking about these subjects. You guys wouldn't believe how much they go off and just attack people. Just totally... attack people about this, and then they lie and say they knew somebody that saw the plane or they knew somebody that was on the plane, and then they use the same tactics that they say people use against them. They basically go after your character. They don't want to talk about the information. They can't. That's why they don't talk about it, because it's too strong. It's the truth. Once you look at it, you know. They can't bring it up. They got to try to avoid it, and if they can't just hang up on you without making it obvious, they got to attack your character, and hopefully all their own sheeple, you know, believe it and buy into what they're saying. And that's why they're dangerous, and that's why I need to tell you about these people, because they have a big audience. And, you know, you think because they've told you a lot of stuff that they're super credible. But that's not the case, okay? It's not. Now, you know, Alex Jones, for instance... He got, you know, his claim to fame was predicting 9/11. And then he became leader of the 9/11 truth movement. But he didn't predict 9/11. Bill Cooper predicted it a couple months before he did. But Alex was their guy. They pushed that out. Supposedly Bill Cooper got murdered. He was out of the way either way, and Alex Jones took over the Patriot movement. And he's an absolute fraud. He's an absolute fraud, guys. And, you know, I know this doesn't sit well with a lot of you, but you need to hear this. You need to know, okay? Sometimes I almost don't even want to mix this in with the other information because some people are so hard-headed about this and won't look into these people. You can just start off with the censorship, guys. These people always complain about being censored by Google and YouTube, but they censor you. You're not allowed to talk about the Knights of Malta on Prison Planet Forum. You're not. They'll remove your comment. It won't post. In 10 years, they've talked about the Vatican once, and they disable comments whenever somebody brings it up. Why are they censoring anything? Huh? Why are they censoring anything? And then the Austin gun rally is the one that really, you know, you guys got to check that out. If you're not really buying into what I'm saying now about the truth movement, go look at the Austin gun rally. Start with that, okay? And then you can go to my YouTube channel, and I'll give you the link later. And I have a whole playlist set up exposing these people. If you look at the Austin gun rally, first you see Alex Jones in the studio. Okay, he's telling everybody, oh, I was at the Austin gun rally the other day. I want to thank everybody that came out. You know, I thank everybody that thanked me for what I'm doing. And, you know, you guys are great, blah, 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 blah. And then he starts talking about how when he was down there, people were in his face poking at him, COINTELPRO. Then he explains what COINTELPRO is and how it's people put into a movement to disrupt it, discredit it, and disrail it. And then you look at the video, which came out from somebody else, okay? He's doing everything he said that the people were doing to him. There's a guy out there, a young guy, younger than me. He's up on the podium, and he's up there speaking for Second Amendment gun rights, okay? And that's something that Alex is supposedly big on. Well, Alex goes down there with a megaphone. He's screaming, we're not your slaves, all this nonsense. And they're asking him to quiet down because nobody can hear their speaker. And then he's screaming at this poor girl just in her face, telling her how dumb she is, saying that she won't be around in 10 years and he will. And she doesn't know what she's doing. Get out of my face, lady. And he just keeps screaming through his megaphone, totally disrupting the whole thing. Then the media comes, and who do they go to? They go to Alex. They don't give any attention to the guy speaking or what he's trying to speak about and get his message out. They just go to crazy Alex yelling, we're not your slaves, into the megaphone. No, he's COINTELPRO, guys. And he's ratted on people. He started fights and then ratted to the FBI and said the guy was the leader of a terrorist organization with four other guys, tried to stab him to silence his free speech. This is the nonsense that you'll lie to about. And they're there to mislead you on 9/11 truth. And there's a whole group of them. Jason Burmes, he's another one, and he's obvious, and he's their buddies, you know. And watch how he attacks any of this information. It's so obvious. And then there's Luke Radowski. You guys all know him, too. And they're all buddy buddies. They're all on each other's shows and everything, right? All on RT all the time, right? Luke Radowski from We Are Change New York, or formerly from We Are Change New York, was actually stealing the donation money, okay? When he took it over, he took over the finances. He wouldn't let anybody else know anything. And he would be taking like $13,000 cash withdrawals, spending thousands of dollars at the bar. He was even paying his college tuition with the We Are Change donations. Does that sound like 9/11 truth to you? Huh? Or does that sound something like a farce? Remember the time they said they were going to say he had a bomb in his bag? Or the other time he ran out of that meeting? No, that's all staged. The whole thing. And who else are they buddies with? Charlie Veach. How about him? Oh, my God. And that's out now. Everybody knows that he was there, you know, getting paid $50,000 to derail the movement. This is the type of deception we're dealing with. All the people you know from the alternative media, they're all in on this. Always. It's unbelievable. And then you really thought the whole time that they were there trying to get to the truth, right? I did too. You know? You got to look into those guys I'm telling you about, though. They're totally frauds, guys. They're totally frauds. There's certain roads they won't go down, and they'll always whitewash the 9/11 information. Always. They'll push that thermite theory for forever. But that's bogus, okay? That's bogus, guys. It's bogus. you know, the main thing is, you know, I don't have a list of 50 people in front of me, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you somebody's a rat or a shill if I don't know, okay? Those people that I mentioned, I looked into a lot. I mean, I've looked into a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? And even with Luca, you know, you see the bank statements, or with what's saying about Alex, I've seen all the videos of him doing these things. I've seen him try to start riots and then go run behind a cop and say, this guy hit me. Think about that. Does that sound like a hero to you? That's not a hero. That's a zero, right? Think about it. The best thing I could say to you guys for advice when it comes to people in the truth movement, people in the alternative media, treat them like they're the real media. You can get some information from it. Make sure you weed through it. Triple check it all. And don't take any of it as just the truth right away, because it's in the alternative media. Because they are controlled too. And so are all the people. And unfortunately, the 9/11 truth umbrella, it's a lot smaller than we thought. The people that are under the truth movement umbrella are all frauds. I mean, there's probably a few good people out there. But the ones that you see all the time, I mean, it's bogus, guys. It's bogus. And yeah, they set up the movement. They set up the movement to reinforce their story. So no matter what you think, they got a group ready to take you in. And then you're part of that group. And hopefully, you know, they have so much already set up in the beginning. Why do you need to do anything? They have all these other websites set up. Architects and engineers, 9/11 truth, this, that, yada, yada, yada. The other thing, pilots for 9/11, you know? And it's all just bogus. It's all bogus. But they set them up because they don't want you wandering around Truthville alone for too long. Okay? So they want to keep you in their stores, in their shops, show you what they want to show you. They don't want you really digging and finding out that this was all fake. And that's exactly what it was. Fake. It was Hollywood, guys. Hollywood. You know, I think we're getting pretty close to the end here. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to touch on this before I get off. We're already over the second hour now. But yeah, guys, do some research into this stuff. Look into the things I'm saying. I haven't lied to you about anything or jumped to any conclusions. I'm just telling you all facts. These are all facts. This was a big illusion. The biggest illusion of all time. And they came so close to pulling it off. I mean, they really did. But it's going to get exposed. And it needs to. People are living in fear. We keep going in all these wars. Everybody thinks it's justified because people are attacking us when people really aren't attacking us at all. It's a confusing story, I know. I mean, you can get caught up going down so many roads for so long, and then to find out that it was all BS, come back, go down another road, all BS. It can be frustrating. Sure. It can definitely be frustrating. But this information here, you got to feel good about it. You got to feel good about it because you know that, you know, there's so much behind this. There's just too much. This is not coincidences, guys. I'm done with coincidences. We got photo proof here. Your stage props, okay? Fake smoke, fake pipe, well, real pipes to give off fake smoke, giving off fake fire. We got a smoke machine on the Pentagon lawn giving off those white plumes of smoke. Yeah, it's big time like that. Big time fake, okay? Big time. And, you know, for all those people that want to ask, well, what happened to all the passengers then? Well, there were no passengers. There were no planes. Just like James was saying the other night, you know, why is there any video of anybody taking off in any of these planes? Because they didn't take off. They just faked that. Same reason there's no evidence for any planes. No planes took off that day. This was a straight TV job. You know what I mean? No planes took off. Just whatever they wanted to draw in on the TV. And they drew one of them in. They supposedly smashed it into the South Tower. But, you know, that's just not true. If you look at the pictures, guys, it's halfway in the building. So, guys, we're going to wrap it up. You know, we'll probably talk a little bit more about this tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be back to our regular time at 12 noon Eastern. Okay, so if you're on the West Coast, it's 9 a.m. You can always get our show in the archive after, or, you know, we'll have it up on the site. One way or another, it'll be up there. And usually, you know, we replay our most current shows in the stream. So when we're not live, usually, you know, that day shows or the day before, or if it's a weekend, maybe Friday shows, a few of them will be in there. Yeah, just, you know, don't be afraid to call in, guys. If you have any questions about this, okay, because I know this is shocking to a lot of you, don't be afraid to call in. Calling in and asking questions is fine. It's good. It's healthy. Get a lot of answers that way, and maybe I can learn some stuff off of you, too. Who knows, you know? But, you know, I want to thank everybody for listening. Please tune in tomorrow. For everybody that already knew this info, apologize for rehashing it, but we had to bring everybody up to speed today. It was a sad thing today. So thanks, guys, for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow at 12 noon. You've been listening to Brian Stanley Show on The Last American Radio Broadcast.
Let the truth be known. You better watch what the flies out of your mouth, or I'ma hijack a plane and fly it into your house. Burn your apartment with your family tied to the couch and slit your throat so when you scream, only blood comes out. I doubt that there could ever be a more wicked MC, cause AIDS-infested child molesters are even sicker than me. I see the world for what it is, beyond the white and the black, the way the government downplays historical facts, cause the United States sponsored the rise of the Third Reich, just like the CIA trained terrorists how to fight, build bombs and sneak box cutters onto a flight. When I was a child, the devil himself brought me a mic, but I refused the offer, cause God sent me to strike with skills unused like fallopian tubes in a dike. My words will expose George Bush and Bin Laden as two separate parts of the same seven-headed dragon. And you can't fathom the truth, so you don't hear me. You think Illuminati's just a conspiracy theory? That's why conservative racists are all running, and your phone is tapped by the federal government. So I'm jamming frequencies in your brain when you speak to me. Technique, a ripper, rapper to pieces indecently. Pack weapons illegally, cause I'm never hesitant. Sniper scoping a commission, controlling the president.